Welcome to episode 231 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or you're just tuning in, we're happy that you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear from your feedback and any ideas for topics, so please be sure to visit us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Laura and Elizabeth, and again, our very, very special returning guest, Heidi Berry Rodriguez.
Heidi's also our podcast editor, we should say, so if we sound good, it's her fault. If we sound bad, it's her fault.
Exactly. So recently, Elizabeth experienced the Barcelo properties in Riviera Maya. We wanted to pick her brain and find out what she thought about her time there, so let's get started. So tell us about Barcelo as a company.
So I'll leave that to Heidi because you probably know more about them as a company.
I just know that they're a Spanish company that has lots of chains it's a Spanish company with all inclusives in Spain, I believe Cuba, Mexico, and the Dominican Republic.
So I was just looking at their site today. I feel like there's maybe one more, but they're all
there's
over Mexico.
Jamaica,
like
there's
one in Mexico
Jamaica
City
too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all over Spain.
Yeah, they're all over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, and as far as resorts go, they're not all inclusive, right? It's just
I don't think
places,
so. No,
right?
They have hotels in
yeah.
like Madrid and different cities
yeah.
that are not all
yeah.
inclusive.
Yeah, which is like Melia or mm-hmm. some of the others as
mm-hmm.
well. Yeah,
yeah.
And Rio, actually, there's a Rio in New York mm-hmm. City. So.
There's a lot of Spanish chains
yeah.
that are
mm-hmm.
around.
So, as far as the Riviera Maya complex, and I have to say, it's a complex or a campus. I mean, it is
enormous.
So, there's technically five
mm-hmm.
resorts there. And I was at the Barcelo Maya Palace. Is it Barcelo or Barcelo?
It's Barcelo Maya Palace Deluxe. It sounds like
okay.
a sandwich.
With mayo.
With mayo.
Yeah.
Chipotle.
So I was at the palace, but, and I think you can safely call these by their individual, like it's Barcelo,
but they when you're there, they just call it the beach,
the, yeah,
palace,
the beach, the palace,
the colonial,
yeah.
the tropical.
Yeah. So beach, Caribe, colonial, palace, and tropical are the five. And then they're building a new one that they told us about while we were there.
Yeah, where are they building it?
And so I admit I was there on an incentive trip. So it was a trip that I'd earned and I did not pay. So I think it's very important that I say that because we're a podcast and we reveal that. But I did earn the trip through sales. It wasn't like they invited me to come visit. They're building it to the other side of the palace.
The palace.
Yeah.
On the other side of that bay.
Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be adult only. Mm-hmm. And they're gearing it toward conferences and conventions. It looks beautiful. I mean, I'll be really curious to see. It's very modern, swim up rooms. And I mean,
really?
Yeah, it might remind me a little bit, except way bigger, but a little bit of the style of the Unico resort.
Really?
Yeah. And with the popularity of that, I wouldn't be too surprised. Mm-hmm. Lots of water, and again, I just saw artist renderings. It's not, you know, in any mm-hmm. sort of finished state, but huge meeting rooms and things like that. So I think they're really trying to capture, and it will also be it's adult only and also exclusive like the palace. So there's sharing, what's the word? Reciprocation
mm-hmm.
with all the other like Caribe
resorts.
Yeah, but if you're at Caribe, Colonial, Tropical, or Beach, you can't go to Palace.
Mm-mm.
Palace is only for Palace guests, so it's their top of the line.
It's like going to the Iberostar Grand, and then there's the four other ones that are underneath
right.
it in the Iberostar complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar concept, I think. Probably big competitors with
yeah.
each other for that.
Well, and even like brands like Sandals, like if you're in
mm-hmm.
Jamaica at Ocho Rios, there's a one property that is butler only.
Mm-hmm.
They can go anywhere they want, but then nobody else can reciprocate to their resort. So mainly for capacity reasons. I mean, that's sort of some of the logic. But I would say that if I were at Beach or Creep, I'd be a little disappointed because some of the really cool restaurants are over at Palace too. They have the French restaurant. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not sure I'd want to stay at the Beach or the Creep. I would want to pay up a little bit to get those extra restaurants
mm-hmm.
and the next level of service because the difference in price is not huge. It's not enormous to go from one level to the next. At
mm-hmm.
least when I stayed there, it was enough for us to say, hey, we can easily stay at the Palace versus staying at the Tropical or the Colonial.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit, because I don't know much about their deluxe, like their high level,
mm-hmm.
like premium, some would call it their club level or whatever. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So like, I think the main downfall with Barcelo is that because it's a large resort, So it tends to maybe get bogged down a little bit in some rules and regulations. And when you go premium level, that all goes away. So your check-in is personal. You're not dealing with dinner reservations. You're not dealing with, I don't know if they still have it, but it used to be that if you're premium, you had Wi-Fi. If you weren't, you had to pay by the day if you wanted it. Premium, and you get, you know, endless towels at the pool, that kind of thing. A lot of the little things that might drive you crazy about an all-inclusive go away with the premium level.
You still have to wear a bracelet, though, right?
You do wear a bracelet. You do.
So because of the Barcelo properties, because of the way they share, I think my bracelet was silver for the palace. But each, so your bracelet is a different color based on which resort you go to, so they know if you belong where you are, if you can go. So it's one of those like concert bracelets that you wear all week long. And that's, you know, that's not atypical of all-inclusives, but more and more you'll see higher end all-inclusives. That's one of the things they tout is you don't have to wear
like
a bracelet.
Like Secrets, you don't wear a bracelet.
Yeah.
But the thing about the Barcelo is it's in Puerto Aventuras. It's kind of far from the airport, but there's new bridges that make it a little bit closer. The beaches on this bay where they are simply stunning. And I've never been to the South Pacific, but it's the only place in Mexico that I've seen palm trees on the beaches. And you can actually drag a chair under the palm trees and get shade. The beaches are stunning. There are sea turtles everywhere in the water. So all you have to do is put on a pair of swimming goggles and go out and stick your head in the water, and there'll be little turtles popping their heads up, swimming around. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
There's a pier area in front of the tropical, and there's all these tropical fish. You can kind of dive in and swim around with the tropical fish. I think
there's no turtle soup for dinner, is there?
No.
That's in Grand Cayman.
Yeah. I think for people that appreciate a good beach and clear water, and just, it's beautiful. It's a heart-shaped bay with these five resorts on it, and it's very private. That's, I think, the real beauty of the Barcelona.
And that is hard to find in the Yucatan Peninsula.
It really is.
Yeah.
There are less than stellar beaches in some of the areas of the Riviera Maya. And this is not one of them. And this is a beautiful beach. And they also, I think, do pools very well. They have a very large main pool. And the adult pool area is also, again, really pretty, fairly quiet with its own bar. They do that very well. Whereas I think where they kind of maybe need to up their game a little bit are on the rooms themselves. They felt very kind of run-of-the-mill. Large. They were very large. The bathroom was large. Itself was big. But this is a huge complex, too. So if your room is in one end, you're going to be doing some walking.
And we were my room was very far away from anything. And it's interesting because it was one of those things where, I mean, so, okay, we weren't paying for this trip. So we get to our room and there were two double beds and we're like, all right, well, we're not going to complain about this. We didn't pay for it. We had a huge balcony. We were on a corner. So we had a hammock on our balcony and not everybody had that. So it was like, okay, we have a bummer of the two double beds and then we have a plus of the hammock. And then we have a bummer that we're like a mile away from the main lobby. And
literally,
I didn't pedometer it, but it's
far.
It's far. Yeah. I mean, it is a long walk.
And that's just the palace.
Mm-hmm.
You add in the other resorts. It's a very large resort. Again, the premium rooms are up closer to the pool and the beach. So you pay a little bit more, but that would be one thing I would pay for if I went to the Barcelo. Because just the whole dinner reservation and towels and towel cards, all that just goes away. And it's just a much more premium experience.
So if you are in the palaces, and do they have some kind of canopied like beds or something on the beach for those patrons? There's no shade.
There's lots of shade.
There's shade. There's
the
natural
trees.
Shade from the trees. And then there's some.
Because we are shade hounds. Mm-hmm. Like, we won't go any place that there isn't shade. My husband, you'd think he's like Victorian.
He's Mexican.
He has to have shade. And so that was the place that we did not stress out at all over shade because there were trees everywhere. But I'm trying to think at the pool. At the adult pool, they have bally beds with
They do
have something like that so that you
they
can
do.
At the adult
that.
Pool they didn't have it at the regular pool, but what they do have in the regular pool, and I was there in December, so the pool was a little bit chilly,
freezing, right?
But I had my brand new waterproof Kindle, and so I was determined to use it. So I sat in the, they have all around the pool, they have these loungers that are actually in the pool with palapas over them.
Yeah,
so
they're tile,
shade.
Right?
Yeah, and they're tile, and they're little tables. And so I sat in one until I just couldn't deal with it anymore. I couldn't even sit back because it was so cold.
Yeah.
So I was sitting in the lounge chair, sitting up, reading my Kindle, splashing water on it every now and then because I could. But it was, you know, so there's definitely shade. The thing that bummed me out was there's like these bubbling waters.
And they're not warm.
And they're not warm.
Yeah.
They're not jacuzzis. They're just bubbling cold water.
I think in
water.
General, in a lot of Mexico, it's like that. They're bubbling, but they don't make them warm.
And there is nothing more disappointing than seeing that bubbling water.
Really want a hot tub necessarily.
Well, it was cold.
Yeah,
I would like
December.
Yeah.
December in the Riviera Maya is, I think it's for me, but I'm a weenie. I think it's cold.
Yeah.
Because
but
a lot
in
of
August,
the
you don't
heated.
Want a hot tub.
I wanted a hot tub.
Yeah,
and you know,
I
you see this huge bubbling water and it's attached to the pool, so you're like, wow, how do they heat that? That must
yeah.
be really expensive. And then you get it in and you're like, oh, they don't. That's how they don't.
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
They don't heat
so
it.
So they don't heat it. So that was kind of a bummer, I have to say, about the pools, but there were plenty of loungers. There, it was more crowded where the action was, which
mm-hmm.
I think is pretty typical, but
near the pool bar,
mm-hmm, near the bar, mm-hmm.
near the swim up bar.
And maybe this is a good time to talk about service at Barcelona.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, I can tell you, so I have been to a lot of resorts and one of my favorite brands is Charisma. And one of the reasons I love them so much is the service. And it's interesting because you appreciate it while you're there, but then you sort of assume, well, maybe this is, you think maybe this is a Mexico thing. Maybe this is, but at Charisma, every time they see you, they put their hand on their heart and they say hello and they make eye contact with you. That doesn't really happen.
No, Barcelona, whereas Charisma might be, let's say, a small town, Barcelona is like New York City.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big resort and you get the feel that it's a big resort. I mean, I didn't feel like the service was super personalized in any way at all. And the one thing that kind of struck me was, you know, they're very rule bound. And so like, if you wanted to play ping pong, they would give you the paddle, but in order to go get the ball, you had to go to like the activity area where the balls were. And it was all the way across the resort. We're like, why don't you have the balls over here? No, because we want you to go over there and get them and make sure you return them. So that was kind of a bummer to me. But when I see the groups, Barcelona is really well known for family groups, it seems like large family groups. So I guess they have to have some sort of rules and control and making sure that, you know, everybody has a good experience by not letting other people get out of hand.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I certainly there were not huge partiers there. Again, we were there in December, and I was with a very large group. It was an incentive group, so
mm-hmm. No, I've been there, and it's not been large parties.
It was a tame group of people, and it was interesting because like they have the Jaguar nightclub at one of the
and it's empty,
you know,
right?
And it's empty.
Yeah,
like I wasn't even sure it was open, and they have a haunted house, and some people did go into that and said it was kind of fun, and there's a bowling alley.
Bowling alley?
Yes, as a guest of Barcelona Palace or and any of the other ones, you can use all this other stuff. There's this huge mall.
Yeah.
And so the restaurants too, you know, there were two main restaurants. There's buffets, but I don't count those. So there's three. There's a Caribbean restaurant, a Brazilian restaurant, and a
French.
And Heidi had given me the 411 before I went. So the French one is the best one. But I was with a picky eater who's not on this podcast, but is a member of our agency. And she did not want to go to the French one. So we had an opportunity to go to the Italian one. So that also gave us the opportunity to try the shuttles.
Mm-hmm.
They do run a shuttle bus. It's a double-decker shuttle bus. So you're like, you know, it's like a hop on, hop off bus in a major European city.
They have a little train though too.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it.
There was when we were there. It was like a little train that had like four little cars.
No, we didn't see that.
It was like a kiddie train,
kind of, but yeah, with adult sized seats. But maybe they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I would have totally done that.
The back of it when they have a double decker shuttle bus.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. Those shuttle buses,
they have a big golf cart. When they have a double-decker
shuttle bus, yeah. And I'm not kidding, it was always full, too.
Yeah,
you know, you could usually find a seat, but it was usually full. Because, you know, if whatever resort you're staying at, invariably you want to go to a restaurant that's at another resort. And so we were there for two nights, well, three, but one of the nights we had a dinner planned for us. So two nights we were sort of at our own, you know, disposal to do what we wanted, and you know, we ended up taking a shuttle. We had two perfectly good restaurants where we were, but we, you know, to get Italian food and the Italian restaurant is connected to the Japanese restaurant.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's really strange. So, and I think we ate the other night, the other time we went to a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, we went to that one too.
Yeah, it was good.
It was okay. You know, like I think the thing is too, for me, like the Iberostars are great on service. And I felt, but their beach wasn't as pretty. Whereas the Barcelona for me had this incredible beach and these incredible pools because we went during warmer weather so we could use the pool. So there's one area with a big waterfall and it's just a very nice experience. And Charisma I've never experienced, but I'm sure they're top notch. This to me seems like a resort for people who want a lot of bang for their buck and don't really have an expectation of a lot of service. So like maybe the first time they've gone to an all-inclusive and they're going to be blown away by just the whole all-inclusive concept.
Yep.
They don't have a whole lot to compare it to.
Yep.
Then the Barcelona is a really, I think, a good choice for people that haven't been. Because that beach.
And especially, I mean, Mexico is affordable and you can't find a lot of really nice beaches. So if the beach is important to you and affordability is important to you, it's a solid choice. And there, you know, we discuss that as travel professionals, too. We see a lot of resorts and it's easy to become kind of haughty about them. This resort was fine. It was fairly clean. I felt like my room got overly warm and humid.
Humid. And did
very
they have
humid.
The mattress wrapped in the plastic so that like everything
felt
humid?
I think they did.
Humid.
That would explain actually
yes.
a lot. I didn't pay
yes.
attention to that. But yeah. So yeah. So it was.
Laura's not going to for 10, Alex.
And you know, it's different strokes for different folks. I think there are a lot of people that this resort appeals to, obviously, because there were a lot of people there.
Yes.
But I think if you're really into activities and things to do, if you're bored at your resort, just go to one of the other ones. I mean, there's something happening at all of them. There's nightclubs and there's the haunted house and there's the bowling alley and there's all these
there's
restaurants
tons
and those
of
malls
things for kids
and
to do, for
yeah.
Sure.
So there's a water park.
Yeah.
And you can choose your. The other nice thing is with five different properties, you'll notice a price difference. And so where your budget is, you can move up or down that ladder and get a better experience.
Sounds a little bit like Las Vegas.
Is
you know, like there's always something to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want
to
do it.
If you want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to be a little bit ready for mass produced things. I mean, the food was okay, but it wasn't outstanding. I did not eat in the French restaurant, and much to my chagrin, because I know
yeah.
it came highly recommended. And other people in our group did and said it was very good. The Italian restaurant was actually quite good. I mean, the food that I had was really?
Really,
yeah, it was really good. I was not impressed with any of the buffets, but again, I rarely am impressed with a buffet, so that's not too unusual. The breakfast burritos were amazingly humorous.
Breakfast burritos?
They were basically omelet. Well, so it was an omelet station.
Oh, yeah, but they roll it
up? But they roll it up and there's so much cheese in
yes.
it so it's amazing. It was too much cheese and I can count on one hand the number of times that I've said there's too much cheese and that was one of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me hear this again.
Yeah, it was very strange. So yeah, rewind it, play it again. Yeah.
Do you guys sell a lot of Barcelona or not really very much?
No. Well, I didn't sell it much before because I wasn't familiar with it. And I'm always nervous to sell something I'm not familiar with. It does come up a lot for price point when we're trying to meet a budget.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes, it does. When I'm checking, it's usually for the budget conscious consumer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't think it feels low budget. So, yes, there's issues with with some of the service. But there have been other places we've stayed that I felt were less. You got less.
Yes, there are brands that I would put. I would put a client at Barcelona before I put them at some other brands.
Yes.
So price point wise, I mean, if you can't do the high end resorts, I think this is a really good solution for that. And activity wise, you just can't beat it. I mean, honestly, it has something for everyone, and we say that a lot. It's sort of a cliche. There's five resorts, people. I mean.
Right.
There is something for everyone at this resort.
The beach itself is so big. So, like, even just walking from the palace down to the Caribe or the Maya or whatever that one is, there's a point, and you can actually go around it. And it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That walk is astounding. And the one thing I will say, if you have small children or toddlers, this is the beach you want to be on. There is no wave action at all. It is calm, which is very unusual for that part of Mexico. There are areas in the Riviera Maya where the waves are very rough, and this was a bay, so it's just super calm, like, which is why you can just put goggles on and go out and snorkel with the turtles, because there's no waves at all. You don't even need flippers to stay stable, because it's just Was it calm when you were there?
Yeah, we didn't go in the ocean. You know, again, mm-hmm. I barely got into the pool. So, and I'm not a huge ocean person. I did go out to the beach because I started realizing a couple of years ago that as a travel agent, maybe I should go look at the beach. Because I'm not, I love the beach from a balcony or from a, you know, but I'm not a walk on the beach kind of person. I can enjoy it, but it's not like the reason I go. I like the sound of the water. I like to be able to hear it. Mm-hmm. I love to be able to see it from a distance, but I don't need to get in it. That's not my thing. I did notice that the beach was really lovely, especially for Mexico. And the water was calm and there were plenty of people enjoying the beach, but it didn't seem overly crowded. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any beach vendors, which is one complaint
we get.
No, because
they own that whole area. So it's almost impossible for any vendors or anybody else to get in. They would have to walk a really
long way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, overall. Now, I will say another thing that I noticed, and you might not notice this as much because you guys speak Spanish, but there was a language barrier. There were very few employees who had very good English. It was, you know, we were constantly trying to make ourselves be understood and vice versa. Mm-hmm. That was, I wasn't used to that as well. Cause usually in the hospitality industry, you know, yeah, I definitely expect that at the airport, somebody might not speak English, but when I'm at a, you know, resort that caters to North Americans, mm-hmm. I'm expecting more English and not even understanding what kind of beer do you have? That sort of question was,
But that's universal, isn't it?
Like, yeah, maybe. Don't you just want to drink the beer we have, right? And I quickly realized that was part of the problem was what?
How long a ride is it from the airport to Burke?
It's like an hour.
I was going to say it's like an hour. It used to be an hour and a half before they built the bridge in Playa del Carmen. So it's an improvement. It is. It's an hour, but...
But my advice, and honestly, most of the places in the Riviera Maya that I love are far south enough that that's about the commute. I mean, that's where Unico is. That's where Hard Rock is.
Yes.
It's all near all of that stuff. And
that's where the beaches are better, too.
Yes.
The further away you get from Puerto Morelos, the further down the beaches, you know, that's when you're looking at the stellar kind of beaches that people rave about in the Riviera Maya.
Still the sargassum seaweed issue is down there. That's, if you want to be safe from that, then you have to go north. Yeah.
Go to Isla Mujeres.
Yes, exactly. but further south. Yeah. So my advice is, you know, land, get your suitcases, go to the bathroom, tear through the timeshare area as fast as you can.
Get
find your
private
driver.
Transfers.
Yes.
Do not get shared transfers.
Find your driver.
Spend the money for the transfer.
Ask them to wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Margaritaville, buy a really overpriced beer or margarita, and take it with you in the van and drink it on the way.
That
and
sounds
then,
perfect.
Yeah. And then.
When are we going?
Yeah. I love it. I love it. What a country. I can take my beer in the car. Yes, you can,
yes,
ma'am.
You
that's
can.
No problem. So it is, I will say that Margaritaville outside is super expensive. I mean,
it's
ridiculously expensive. But just prepare yourself for it. You know, say, I'm going to spend $50 for a margarita. And then when they tell you it's only $20, you'll be like, what a bargain.
But if you get private transfers, they'll often ask if you want beer waiting for you.
Yes.
Like cooler,
private. You can
or
do
water
that,
or whatever.
Yep.
Don't get shared transfers because you will be driving down very long driveways with a lot of other people.
Yep. And again, I was with a group, so our transfer, we had a shared transfer, but it was with my group. So
you're all going
everybody, we were all networking together. And it was funny because I was the only one with a beer and they're like, you're the smartest person. I was like, I know, I'm a really good travel agent. So that's my little tip. And honestly, the first two times I went to Cancun, I didn't do that. And I saw other people do it. And I was those other people. I was like, you're really smart. I need to do that next time. So that's what this time I was like, wait a minute, I'll be right back. And there's a little Margaritaville cantina right out the outside.
You can't miss
it. You can't miss
it. You have to walk right past
it. Find your driver and then go over there. And again, it's super overpriced. You just swallow it and because you will not regret it. It's an hour-long drive. You'll be very happy to have that beer. So, I think overall, my impression of the Barcelona was, and I went to Unico right after, so I try to be very fair too, because
that's a hard comparison.
Yeah. Unico is so nice, but, I think it's a solid resort. You're not going to have a horrible time. Your food is decent to good. It can be hit or miss. Generally, I would try for the better restaurants or, you know, like restaurants that are a little bit more specialized. The buffets were average. They had kids stuff on the buffets. They looked nice. They looked clean. I didn't worry about eating anything off of them. I just didn't, you know, I don't
care.
They
actually had theme food nights. Like when they had Mexican food night, I traveled with three Mexicans and they raved about it. They were making very traditional foods and they said that it was excellent.
Well, honestly, if I'm at a resort in Mexico and they're not doing Mexican food right, not interested. Yeah, that's a problem.
But you know what? This is where having a travel agent that knows you comes in handy, because you will know which clients this resort is for. Whereas if they were on their own picking it out of a list on a website, if it's not the right fit, you know what I mean? You know, I'm sure in your head you can think of people that this would be a perfect fit for, and others that would be like, I would not send them to this place.
Yep, exactly. That would be very unhappy. And pack your walking shoes too, because, you know, when we're saying that things are far apart from each other, they're far
apart. It's very far.
And the buildings are repetitive too. So you pass through one section and you're like, oh, I'm almost there. And you're like, no, I have to go through this twice. Yeah, exactly.
Like you pass through every building to get to your building. So you have to count and you have to remember the number of your building, because if you've been out drinking and the buildings all look exactly the same and they're all built in a line. So like the ones that are farthest away are way in the jungle. Mm-hmm. The ones that are closest are up towards the pool. But, you know, I feel like there's some resorts like that. Laura, didn't you have clients recently at the Privilege Luxe on Aluches, Luxe, whatever it is, on Isla Mujeres? That's a similar resort. Like, it's great for some people. It's perfect. It's like, for us, it's wonderful. It's not super fancy, but it's on a solid beach. The food is very good. But there are other people that I'd be like, yeah, no, that might not be such a good match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like this resort has a little bit of like a Broadway on the beach, like a Myrtle Beach. I hate Sandy's not here because we're actually bringing up Myrtle Beach while she's not here. But
we're not bringing up Pittsburgh.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, well, you just did.
But it's sort of that like I'm here to enjoy some family time. It can be a little bit cheesy. It can be a little bit kitschy. You know, I'm not looking for luxury. I'm just looking for a really good, solid choice. And I think this is that. This
I'm not at work. I'm not cooking.
Yes.
My children are happy.
Yes.
My children are happy and the drinks are free.
Yes. Yeah. And if you have a little bit of Spanish, even better for you. Because we struggled. You know, Chris has just a little bit of Spanish. And even then, there were times where we're like, why are we just not being understood? I mean, it could be that our Spanish is just that bad. I mean, I'm going to fully admit that.
It could be, too, that their Spanish is not their native language either.
Yes, you know? It's possible. It is possible. Absolutely.
I think because I travel with Mexicans, you know, you kind of get the scoop on things. They tend to open up a little bit and they'll tell you things. They were very friendly to us and they were actually very complimentary of Barcelo as an employer.
Well, that's good to know.
Which I actually thought was
that's
great.
Good to know.
They're treated very well as employees. So I'm sure it's not, you know, a bad place to work or anything based on what people were saying. It's just, it's far. I'm sure a lot of these people were coming from Playa del Carmen or Puerto Morelos every day to work at the Barcelona. Mm-hmm. So it must be a decent place to work. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty far.
Well, I think some of the service that is lacking are things like when we checked in, it was really difficult to understand where we were supposed to go. And in a large resort, and it wasn't so much that it wasn't a communication issue as much as they just didn't tell us. They thought the map was self-explanatory.
They didn't tell us where we were. We walked all the way down the Oaxaca wing, all the way, and realized we were in the wrong wing.
Yeah. Yep. And we had, I mean, I was traveling with a bunch of travel agents, and we all left the check-in area altogether because they gave us a separate check-in area because, you know, we had gift bags and things like that. And so, they set us loose. And so we're all wandering, and people are like, I don't understand where my room number is, because the rooms are not numbered. I think they're all 1,000, and then like the room number is the floor number is the second number.
Yes, and then the building number. So you have to make sure you know your building number.
Yeah. So a lot of people were sort of wandering. Like we would see them going that way, and then we would see them coming back this way.
It's not the place you want
to
get lost because it's so big, and if you get lost, it's going to be a long trek back. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're tired. You've flown, you're hit in the face with this humidity. Maybe you've had a cocktail, and you're walking this length, and then you walk all the way down, and you realize it's the wrong place. They don't do a good job with that. Mm-hmm. If this place could be stellar. Both times that I've been, we've come away and said, oh my God, with a few tweaks, this place could be amazing.
Yeah, that long walk that I'm talking about, it's beautiful. There's these fountains.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's gorgeous.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. It's just really, really long, you know. And the advantage is we were closer to the shuttle stop. There's a shuttle stop at the palace that is actually at that end of that building. Was we would get off the shuttle and go right upstairs. And we had that big balcony. So for every minus, there was a plus, you know. Well, this is a bummer, but this is awesome, you know.
Yeah, we felt the same.
Yeah, I was thinking of a family, like with three little boys, you know, all under the age of 12 or something. They just always wanted to do a family vacation. They've always wanted to do something like this. And that walk back and forth, how good those little boys would sleep at night.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Very
it's
true.
Like the sun, the long walk, the burgers and grilled cheese and tacos.
Yep.
Their bellies full. They'd be some good sleeping kids.
Yep. And I saw a lot of happy kids and consequently happy parents, because you are, if you're on vacation with your kids, if your kids are happy, you are happy.
Oh, there's a water park.
Oh, did you? So, Donna, you asked about the kids club. I did not check it out.
No, but they have a water park for kids. I remember now. It's really neat. It's got like all these spray gardens and things. Kids club, I don't remember.
Splash pad.
Yeah.
But it's real pretty. And it's because it's big. You know, it may be a magnet for families, but I never felt like, because we don't travel with children, I didn't feel like I was swimming in children, literally, mm-hmm. like some other smaller places that you might go, mm-hmm. that it's more compact. This, because it's so spread out, there was a lot more room. The pool is, I can't even tell you how big this pool is.
It's huge. It's huge. So actually, it was funny because I had meetings and Chris posted a picture of his feet in the pool and I could see like this little bridge in the distance. And so I thought, I went to go find him at the pool and all I had was this picture from Instagram and I'm looking and there's like four of those bridges. So they all look kind of the same. And I'm like, oh, I thought I'd be able to find him, but I did find him eventually. Large. Yeah. So, but it is very large.
Well, that is our show for this week. I want to thank you for hanging out with us. And we would love to hear your life-changing travel moments with us. And share them with us on our Facebook page. You could also find us on Facebook as Fly Away or the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave us a review in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, because we'd love to hear from you. So on behalf of Heidi, our special guest,
yay!
Laura, Elizabeth, and myself, Donna, we want to thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.